的难的那不然就叫的难的那那么那提的不那沙地呀嘛那提的不那沙地呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀呀Gopijana Balabha, Giribhara Jani Sa 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 Yamanatira Vanachari. Yamanatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Jai Om Vishwapad Paramahansa Hari Vijagacharya Astatara Satasi Srimad His Divine Grace Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Siddha Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
The Maham Bhagavad's obeisances, for glorious to Srila Prabhupada and you. So, yes, we can start now.
I'm ready. Let's go to the PowerPoint image, please. So I pause in between, or it's simultaneous translation?
And you pause between. Today, okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Okay. Here in America, it's the morning of Balaram's appearance day. And there in China, it's the evening of Balaram's appearance day.
这会儿在美国, and, sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 这会儿在美国是早上, 是Balarama显现日的早上, 在中国现在是Balarama显现日的这一天的晚上。
Let us say a few things about Lord Balaram, and then we'll go a little more deeply into the topic.
我现在来讲一讲关于主Balarama的几点,然后我们深入到这个主题当中。
Often, Srila Prabhupada would speak about Balaram in this way.
通常情况下, Srila Prabhupada 是这样来谈论Balarama的。
Balaram and Krishna are non-different except the complexion or the luster of their body.
Balarama 和 Krishna 是没有分别了，除了他们身体的肤色不一样之外。
Krishna is unlimited, and his expansions are likewise unlimited.
Krishna 是无穷无尽的，他的扩展也是如此，也是无穷无尽的。
Having said that, we should be very clear that Balaram is in a very special category, one of a kind.
所以呢，因为这样说呢，所以我们特别的要小心 ，Balarama 是在其中的啊一个范畴之中。
Balaram is a direct expansion of Krishna, and is non-different than Krishna, just like Radha is his pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti.
Balarama 是 Krishna 的直接的扩展，跟 Krishna 是没有分别的，就像是 Radharani。Krishna 的 Ladini 能量跟 Krishna 是没有分别的。
While recognizing that Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna, they are inseparable.
虽然 Radharani 是 Krishna 的 Ladini 能量、喜乐能量，但是他们二者是不可分割的。
Similarly, Balaram.Is eternally the counterpart of Krishna in the spiritual realm.
同样的 ，Balarama 在灵性世界里跟 Krishna 也是形影不离的。
And Balaram has many names, but this Balaram name is one that we like very much, Lord Balaram.
Balarama 是他的一个名字之一。那么我们是特别喜欢 Balarama 这个名字的。
Bala means spiritual strength.
Bala 的意思是灵性力量。
Many times devotees ask how to something in devotional service, how to become more Krishna conscious. And an answer is we need strength. Even if we know what, we needstrength to do the what so we can become spiritually elevated.
通常情况下奉献者问怎么样在奉爱服务当中啊取得进步。那么我们去做一件事情我们渴望得到这种力量啊去做我们所从事的服务从中能够在奉爱服务当中取得进步。
The message I'm sharing is,We are dependent upon Balaram for going further on the path of bhakti. We require spiritual strength, and he's the source.
我在这里要跟大家分享的是，我们在灵性道路上，我们全然依靠主 Balarama 获得这种灵性的力量，取得灵性的进步。
It's not advancing. Could you make it go forward? Waiting for the next slide. This is taken directly from Krishna book, which is chapter 2, the prayers of the demigods to Krishna while he's within the womb of Devaki.
这段话是取自 Krishna book, 关于至尊歌手神 Krishna 这本书是取自博迦瓦坛第十篇第二章当时是全体的半神人向降临在 Devaki 腹中的 Krishna 祈祷
One cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Lord Balaram
一个人如果没有得到主 Balarama 的足够的恩慈，他是无法到达觉悟自我、至尊啊、至高无上的层面的最高的层面的。
Bala does not mean physical strength.
Bala 不是，并不意味着是躯体的力量。
One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balarama or Sankarsana.
一个人必须要具有 Balarama 或 Sankarsan 所赋予的灵性的力量。
So on his appearance day, we're appealing to him for spiritual strength to be self-realized and successful in our journey of Krishna consciousness.
在 Balarama 的显现日这一天，我们极力的请求向 Balarama 祈祷，祈祷从他那里获得灵性的力量，祈祷我们在 Krishna 知觉的旅程上获得成功。
We have our Maha Mantra.
我们有我们的 Maha Mantra.
And we're all familiar with it, so let us say it together, even if your phone is muted.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
So, when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, half of the mantra is dedicated to Lord Balaram.
当我们念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候，那么这首曼陀罗有半首曼陀罗是献给主 Balarama 的。
I'm going to share something on the personal side with you now.
我现在呢，给大家来分享一下我个人的经历分享。
Here's a nice painting of Krishna Balaram in the forest of Vrindavan with the cows.The cowherd boys and the peacocks and the trees.
这里有一张非常美丽的图片，图中是 Krishna 和 Balarama 在美丽的。
Some years ago, I was in.
和牛、树木还有孔雀。
Some years ago, I was at the Houston Temple in America.
乳
Should I say it again, Saravi?
I think it's a connection issue.
Oh.
This was buffered.
It was buffered.
Okay. You see in this painting a painting of Krishna and Balaram.
Gumaraj, please. 我们在这个图片上，荧幕上看到了 Krishna Balarama 的图片。
On the occasion of Balaram's appearance, I was in Houston one year.
Maharaj, I'm sorry. Could you repeat again? You just
yes.
said that. Yeah. You said that
okay.
some years ago you were
was
in.
It, I was in Houston on the occasion of Balaram's appearance.
在多年以前，我曾经在休斯敦的神庙，在那里一起和奉献者庆祝主 Balarama 的显现日。
And there's a very large painting of this pastime of Krishna and Balaram on the wall where I was staying in the sannyas ashram.
那个时候当我待在 sannyasi 的房间的时候，那里有一面墙挂着一幅巨大的 Krishna 和 Balarama 在 Vrindavan 消时光的图片。
So remembering the words of Prabhupada in Krishna book, I began chanting the Maha Mantra, calling out to Balaram for spiritual strength.
我记着，我一直铭记着释迦帕帕德在经典里面所讲述的，是我大声的呼唤着，在念诵的时候大声的呼喊着 Balarama 的仁慈赐予我灵性的力量。
I invite you to do the same thing tomorrow morning when you chant your japa.
所以呢，我在此邀请大家，当明天早上大家 念诵的时候，请这样去祈祷，祈祷 Balarama。
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari. Oh Lord Balaram, please give me the strength to carry out my service to Krishna.
Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Oh, 主 Balarama, 请赐予我力量去执行对 Krishna 的奉爱服务吧。
And while looking at this beautiful painting, I became really enlivened to call from my heart for Balaram, please give me strength.
当时我面对着这张图片，我的内心充满了活力，在内心强烈地向主 Balarama 祈祷，主 Balarama 呀，请赐予我灵性的力量为 Krishna 服务吧。
And as I became absorbed in the Hari Rama part of the mantra, I didn't want to neglect the Krishna part of the mantra.
当我非常的全神贯注于 Hari Rama, 就是 Hari Krishna Mahamantra 这个曼陀罗的后半部分的时候，当然我并不是去忽略 Krishna 的名字。
So my eyes then went to Krishna in the painting.
然后我的眼睛就移到了图中照片当中 Krishna 的身上。
And since Krishna means the all attractive,
因为 Krishna 的名字是最具吸引力的意思。
From my heart, I was calling out, Oh, all attractive Krishna, please attract me. I'm so distracted. Please attract me to you.
然后我发自内心的向 Krishna 祈祷 Oh, 最具吸引力的 Krishna 呀，请你让我被吸引吧，我不想从你身上分心出去。
And my eyes would move between Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna and Balaram. The mantra was flowing, and I was transported to another place.
就这样，我的目光从 Krishna 移到了 Balarama 身上，又从 Balarama 移到了 Krishna 身上。我的目光在他们两个人身上来回的移动。与此同时，我被转生到了另一个地方。
And the next thing I knew, my arms were in the air and I was calling out loudly with enthusiasm.
然后我突然意识到了，我不知不觉地将双臂高举到空中，大声地呼唤他们的仁慈。
And the place where I stay the most,In America, I have a big banner of that pose of Krishna and Balaram, and my chanting continues in that same calling. Oh, Krishna, please attract me. You are all attractive, and my mind is so distracted.
那个时候吧，我是住在了那个当时最有着最大的那种横幅的神庙当中。我就看着这张图片，在那里发自内心的向他们呼喊着 ：“Oh Krishna， 请让我专注在你身上吧，我不想把我的我不想从你身上分心出去，请让我受之吸引吧。”
Oh Balaram, please give me the spiritual strength to stay.Attached and absorbed in Krishna's service.
Oh, Balarama, 请给予我赐予我灵性力量吧，请让我一直专注地处在对 Krishna 的奉爱服务当中吧。
Balaram likes to give spiritual strength.
Balarama 非常愿意赐予灵性的力量。
We just have to reach out to him and call to him.And he's immediately there, ready to help us.
我们只是去向他呼唤，我们只是去转向他，大声地向他呼唤，然后他就会立刻予以回应。
Now, some of you have been to Vrindavan.
你们在座的有一些去过 Vrindavan。
And those of you that have been to Vrindavan, you've all gone to Govardhan Hill.
去过 Vrindavan 的奉献者肯定都拜访了 Govardhan 山。
And at the head or top of Govardhan Hill is Radhakund Shyamakund.
在 Govardhan 山的顶头上面是 Shyamakund 和 Radhakund。
The photograph that you see here is the deity of Radha Gopinath at the banks of Radhakund.
你们在 Gumaraj, could you repeat?
Yes. The photograph that you see here are the deities of Radha Gopinath at the banks of Radhakund.
你们在图片上看到的Radha Gopinath 的神像是位于 Radhakund 旁边的。
It's winter time, so you see they have nice wool chadars.
当时呢是冬季，所以你们看到神像呢，它披着厚厚的披肩，是这个棉的披肩。
Now, when you look at the photograph carefully, to our left or to Krishna's right, there's one gopi.
当你们仔细的看这张图片的时候，就在我们的左边 ，Krishna 的右边，还有一位 Gopi。
To Krishna's left, that's Radharani.
Krishna 的左边是 Radharani.
To Krishna's right, there's a Gopi, and who is that?
Krishna 的右边是一位牧牛姑娘 Gopi.那这位牧牛姑娘是谁呢
？The deity to the right is Ananga Manjari, who is Radharani's younger sister.
这位 Gopi 是 Ananga Manjari， 她是 Radharani 的妹妹。
Our acharyas teach us that Ananga Manjari is an expansion of Lord Balaram.
我们的 Acharya 告诉我们说 Ananga Manjari 是 Balarama 的一位扩展。
Just as Balaram is to Krishna's right, Ananga Manjari is to Krishna's right.
就像是 Balarama 始终是站在 Krishna 的右边，同样的 Ananga Manjari 也是在 Krishna 的右边。
Balaram is white in complexion and Krishna is blackish in complexion and otherwise they're the same.
Balarama 是白皙的肤色而 Krishna 是黝黑的肤色。他们除了这一点区别之外要不然是一模一样的。
At the same time, there's a very special feature to their relationship.
与此同时呢，他们之间的关系是非常非常特别的。
Balaram loves to serve Krishna.
Balaram 可喜欢、可深爱着要服务 Krishna 了。
He loves Krishna so much, he serves Krishna in all five of the primary rasas.
主 Balaram 是如此深爱着 Krishna, 来自五种主要他。通过五种主要的关系去服务 Krishna.
Balaram manifests all of Krishna's paraphernalia.
Balarama 把自己扩展为 Krishna 的所有随身用品。
Balaram's expansion serves as Krishna's couch or his bed or his chair or his shoes or his clothing. Any of his paraphernalia is Balaram.
Krishna 身边的所有的这些随身用品全都是 Balarama 的扩展 Balarama 把它扩展为 Krishna 的座位 Krishna 的鞋子 Krishna 的衣服等等
That's neutrality paraphernalia of Krishna is Balaram manifesting as Krishna's paraphernalia
在五种关系的中立关系当中 ，Balarama 把自己扩展为 Krishna 的随身用品来服务 Krishna。
He manifests as service to Krishna, the friend of Krishna, the elder brother like parental affection to Krishna.
他是以这种朋友，以这朋友的关系，以朋友的关系，以仆人的关系去服务 Krishna。
During different stages of Krishna's pastimes, he manifests all those different rasas or moods of service to Krishna.
在 Krishna 上演肖时光的过程当中， Balarama 把他通过所有的这五种关系，这些 rasa, 五种的 rasa 去服务 Krishna.
And the fifth rasa is depicted here, Balaram appearing as Ananga Manjari.
第五种关系在这个图片上我们就能够看到 Balarama 把自己扩展为 Ananga Manjari 服务 Krishna。
Balaram loves to serve Krishna。
Balarama 可喜欢服务 Krishna 了，可爱去服务 Krishna 了。
And one of the ways that he serves Krishna is serving as the original spiritual master。
Balarama 从事服务的一个方法，另一个方法就是他作为原始的灵性导师去做出服务。
Some of you may be familiar with this teaching from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
可能在座的有的比较熟悉 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 主永恒的生平甘露。主 Chaitanya 永恒的生平甘露。
There's a whole chapter.An Adi Lila dedicated to this fact.
在 Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita 的 Adi Lila 有整个一章，都是讲的这个主题。
Any spiritual master in specific succession is receiving strength and the capacity to perform the function of spiritual master from Balaram. He's the original spiritual master.
Balarama 是原始的灵性导师，处在使徒传系当中的任何一位灵性导师都是从原始的灵性导师 Balarama 那里去获得去从事灵性导师这一职责的力量和能力的。
As the spiritual master connects you with Krishna, no, it's Balaram connecting you with Krishna. He loves to serve Krishna.
Balarama 是如此的喜爱去服务 Krishna, 就像是灵性导师将门徒与 Krishna 连接在一起。Balarama 把我们和 Krishna 连接在一起。
To do that, it takes spiritual power, and Balaram is ready to give that spiritual power to you.
要做到这一点呢，我们需要灵性的力量。那 Balarama 时刻准备着去赐予你这样的灵性的力量。
When we see Balarama, we're accustomed to seeing Balaram with a plow.
当我们见到 Balarama 的图片的时候，我们通常会看到 Balarama 手里拿着这个犁。
Krishna carries a flute. Balaram carries a plow.
Krishna 是双手持笛，那 Balarama 是。手里拿着犁。
Some of you know that Krishna and Balaram lived in a cowherd community, and that's the function of a Vaishya.
我们大家都知道 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 生活在这个牧牛人的社团当中。
From Bhagavad Gita, we know that there's three main occupations of a Vaishya.
他们是生活在这个 Vaishya 的社团当中，从《薄伽梵歌》当中我们了解到 Vaishya 他们有三项职责。
Krishigo Rakshavanijam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam means Krishigo Raksha, that's agriculture, cow protection and commerce. These are the three functions of Vaishyas.
他们呢这个三个职责就是务农、经商和保护乳牛。
And the plow is the first one. That's agriculture.
而这个乳牛保护乳牛是他们的首要的职责，还有这个务农。
The tall stick in Balaram's hand, that's also used for harnessing the oxen for plowing.
那么他手里持的这个犁呢，也是用来耕地、犁地的。
And Krishna is holding the flute to call the cows for cow protection.
而 Krishna 双手持笛。笛子是为了来呼唤那些乳牛的。
And there are many pastimes described by our acharyas in the marketing or the commerce of the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls and the village people to exchange their goods for their maintenance.
我们的先前的 acharya 们在他们的著作当中大量的描述了这些牧牛郎社团当中的牧牛姑娘们、牧牛人们，他们用他们的务农的这些农产品去到市场做交易，来换取其他的商品。
Part of Krishna's Leela is this life in the village of Vraja where they engage in these Vaishya activities.
在 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光当中呢，描述了 Krishna 在这个村庄里的这些活动逍遥时光，他们务农经商。
As you know, when Krishna and Balaram were 12 years old, they moved to Mathura, and then after some time they moved to Dwarka, and there's pastimes in between.
那么大家都知道，当 Krishna 和 Balarama 12岁的时候，他们搬到了 Mathura， 后来由 Mathura 又搬到了 Dwarka， 在这二者之间也发生了一些逍遥时光。
When Krishna and Balaram were in Dwarka，
当 Krishna 和 Balarama 在 Dwarka 的时候，
Balaram was again and again trying to persuade Krishna, go visit the residents of Vrindavan, they're feeling pain in separation from you.
当 Krishna 和 Balarama 在 Dwarka 的时候， Balarama 一次又一次，一次又一次的劝说 Krishna， 你赶紧回 Vrindavan 去看看 Vrindavan 的居民嘛，他们在忍受着与你分离的剧痛。
But Krishna didn't go.
但是 Krishna 却没有回去，没有去。
So finally Balaram went.
但最后 Balarama 亲自去了。
And one of the activities that Balaram did when he went was he engaged in rasa dance with his own set of gopis while in Vrindavan.
当 Balarama 去到 Vrindavan 的时候，他上演的一段逍遥时光就是主 Balarama 和他的那一群 gopi 们进行了 rasa 之舞。
And during this rasa dance,
在这样的 rasa 之舞当中，
when he became fatigued,
当 sorry, Guru Maharaj,
when he became fatigued or tired,
oh yeah, 当他变得有一点疲劳的时候，累了的时候，
he began drinking a very special beverage called Varuni beverage.
然后呢，他就喝饮了一种特殊的饮料，叫 Varuna 饮料。
Varuni.
Oh, Varuni, yeah, Varuni 饮料。
And his eyes began rolling as if he was intoxicated from this Varuni beverage.
Oh, 他喝饮了这个 Varuni 饮料，喝的有一点醉醺醺的，好像眼珠子都在眼眶里打转转。
After some time, he became fatigued.
然后呢？后来一段时间之后，他就有一点疲劳了。
So he wanted to immerse himself in the cool water of the river Jamuna.
然后呢，他就想把自己浸泡在非常凉爽的雅穆纳河水当中。
So he called the river Jamuna to come.
然后他叫雅穆纳河前来。
She didn't come.
但是雅穆纳
She thought, who is this intoxicated fellow? So Balaram became transcendentally angry and took his plow, as you see, and started dragging the Yamuna River to come forward.
然后 Balarama 变得非常的超然的愤怒, 他立刻拿出他的犁, 把 Yamuna 河拖过来。
And then Yamuna personified understood, I made a mistake.
然后 Yamuna 的人格化身就醒悟到了, 我犯了个错。
And she came forward with folded palms, as you see.
我们在图片上看到 Yamuna 的人格化身双手合十地走到 Balarama 面前。
She fell at Balaram's feet and offered prayers.
她立刻跪倒在 Balarama 的足下, 向他献上祷文。
And she offered the following prayer to Balaram.
她这样向 Balarama 进献了这样的祷文。
Rama, Rama, O mighty armed one.
Rama, Rama, 臂力强大的人啊。
I know nothing of your prowess.
我对你的力量一无所知。
With a single portion of yourself, Ankangshena, you hold up the earth, O Lord of the universe.
哦，宇宙之主啊， 你只是用了你自身的 一小部分，一点点，一小部分 ，Ankangshena， 你就举起了整个宇宙，托起了整个宇宙，整个地球。
Oh, soul of the universe, I didn't understand your position as the supreme Godhead.
Oh, 宇宙的灵魂啊，我没有明白您作为至尊守神的地位。
But now I have surrendered unto you.
但是现在我臣服归于您。
And you are always kind to your devotees.
你总是对你的奉献者如此的仁爱。
She was asking to not be punished but to receive his kindness.
Yamuna 在这里向主 Balarama 祈求他的仁慈。 祈求他的原谅，不要惩罚他，祈求他的仁慈。
Here is a photograph of a deity in Vrindavan.
这是Vrindavan的一尊神像的图片。And
you look in his left hand, and what do you see?
你好好看看他的左手，看到什么了？ Oh yeah, holding a cup.
The cup has Vruni nectar in it, and the nectar has a garland around it.
这尊神像的左手手里呢是举着一个杯子，拿着一个杯子。这个杯子里面装满了瓦如尼甘露，而且呢，这个杯子上面还挂着一串花环。We
understand that Balaram had two wives.
我们都知道Balarama有两位妻子。
One of them is Varuni Devi, and the other is Revati Devi.
其中的一位是 Varuni Devi, 另外一位是 Revati Devi.
And just as Balaram had two wives, Lord Nityananda Ram also had two wives.
就像主 Balarama 有两位妻子, 主 Nityananda Prabhu 也有两位妻子。
Because Balaram and Lord Nityananda are the same.
因为主 Balarama 和主 Nityananda 是一样的。
Here's the second wife of Lord Balaram named Revati.
这是 Balaram 的第二位妻子的图片, 她的名字叫 Revati.
In the ninth canto, chapter 3, Srimad Bhagavatam, we find all about Revati and her father Kukudmi.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第九篇第三章，我们读到了 Revati 还有她的父亲 Kakudmi, 这段消时光。
It takes almost a whole chapter, so I'll have to summarize it quickly.
这段消时光呢，几乎用了一整章来予以描述，所以我在这里概述一下这一章的内容。
Revati was the goddess of fortune, and Kakudmi understood his daughter, his very special daughter.
Revati 就是幸运女神本人 Kakudmi 知道她的女儿，知道她的女儿是一个特别特殊的女儿。
So Kakudmi decided he would go all the way to the abode of Lord Brahma and ask Brahma to be a matchmaker, arrange for a husband for his especially qualified daughter Revati.
Kakudmi 呢就决定一路去到 Brahma 的居所，请求 Brahma 给这个 Revati 做月下老人，给他介绍一位与 Revati 品格相匹配的一位夫君。
By mystic power, Kakudmi went with his daughter to the abode of Lord Brahma, but Lord Brahma was busy with a Gandharva concert, so he had to wait.
Kakudmi 他运用自己的神秘的力量，将自己的女儿和带着自己一直去到了 Brahma 的居所，但是呢 Brahma 那会儿正在跟那个Gandharva 他们在开会。
When the Gandharva concert was finished, Lord Brahma sent for Kakudmi to come see him.
然后当这个Gandharva 他们举行的音乐会结束了之后， Brahma 就招呼 Kakudmi 前来觐见他。
Kakudmi offered all respects to Lord Brahma.
Kakudmi 向 Brahma 致以了所有的敬意。
And then explained his purpose of coming to see him.
然后他向 Brahma 解释了他前来觐见 Brahma 的目的。
And Lord Brahma just laughed.
Brahma 听了以后笑了起来。
He said, don't you understand? The whole earth planet has just already passed through 27 cycles of the four yugas. When you go back, you won't recognize anybody.
Brahma 对Kakudmi 说道，难道你没有意识到吗？当你来到这里的时候，地球上已经经历了27个 Yuga 年代的循环了。当你回去的时候，你谁都不认识。
And they won't recognize you either.
而且他们也不认识你。
But here's some good news.
但是呢，这里有一个好消息。
Just now, on Earth, there's a very qualified person to become your daughter's husband, and that's Balaram.
就在现在，地球上有一个人非常的与你的女儿相匹配，这个人就是 Balarama, 他会成为你女儿未来的丈夫。
So very quickly, Kakudmi took his daughter Revati,introduced his daughter to Balaram, who accepted her as his wife.
很快 Kakudmi 听完了以后立刻带着他的女儿去到 Balarama 面前，请求 Balarama 娶他的女儿。 Balarama 答应了，然后娶 Revati 为妻。
But you notice in this painting, Revati is kind of short.
但是这张图片上我们可以看到这 Revati 怎么变得这么小？
So what happened was, because she was from so many 27 Chatur Yugas or Yuga cycles ago, she was really tall. So Balaram took his plow, and touching the plow to her shoulder, she was pulled down to bebe the normal height of somebody during Dwarapa Yuga, because previously it was a previous Yuga and people were much taller.
在这个 在 Dwapa 年代之前的人们个子比 Dwapa 年代人的个子要高得多。Rivati 是生活在27个年代循环之前，所以他的个子相当的高大。后来 Balarama 用他的 Balarama 用他的犁勾住他的肩膀，把他往下一摁，使得 Rivati 的身高适合当时 Dwapa 年代人的正常的身高。
And Balaram was married to Revati even before Krishna was married to his first wife Rukmini.
Balarama 当 Balarama 娶 Revati 的时候，那个时候 Krishna 还没有娶他的第一位妻子 Rukmini 呢。
And this happened shortly after they left Mathura on their way to Dwarka.
在这件事情发生之后，他们立刻就离开了 Mathura， 正在去到 Dwarka 的路上。
So Balaram's plow has multi purposes.
Balarama 的犁呢，有好几个目的，有多种目的。
Just like Krishna's flute has many purposes.
就像是 Krishna 的笛子也有很多的目的。
Here's one of those purposes shown in this painting.
我们在这张图片上可以看到 Balarama 的犁达成了另一个目的。
This is a pastime described in Mahabharata.
这是在 Mahabharata 里面描述的一段逍遥时光。
And also in 10th canto.
也在圣典不见瓦坛第十篇有描述。
And the narration goes like this.
这段描述是这样的。
Duryodhana, this is before the Kurukshetra battle, Duryodhana had a daughter that Krishna's grandson Samba became very attracted to.
这段逍遥时光发生在库鲁战争之前，那个时候 Duryodhana 他有一个女儿，那 Krishna 的儿子 Samba 非常被他的女儿所吸引。
All the way from Dwarka to Hastinapur, Samba tried to take his daughter away in marriage at her Swayambhar ceremony.
那么 Samba 呢，从 Dwarka 大老远的赶到了 Hastinapura， 在 Duryodhana 的女儿的选妇大会上抢走了 Duryodhana 的女儿，想娶她为妻。
And although Samba was a very intense fighter, he was captured by so many followers of Duryodhana and put in prison.
虽然 Samba 是一个非常骁勇善战的武士，但是呢，当时 Duryodhana 的好几个将领跟他对打，于是把 Samba 擒住了，投到了监狱里。
So Samba was missing for a long time.
所以呢
Nobody knew where he was. Nobody knew where he was. Did you get it?
Yes. 所以 Samba 失踪了很长时间，没人知道他的下落。
After some time, there was a news report.
在一段时间之后，有一个消息传来。
The king came to know that Samba is in Duryodhana's prison.
国王听到了一个消息，国王了解到桑巴被关在了 Duryodhana 的监狱里。
Ugrasena was ready to send the entire Yadu army to go smash Duryodhana to release Samba from prison.
Ugrasena 那个时候要发动所有的大军去前去粉碎Duryodhana， 来营救桑巴，从监狱里营救出桑巴。
One of the tendencies of Balaram was to be a peacemaker. Some people like to try to do that.
那么 Balarama 的一个特点呢，他喜欢做和平使者。当然，有一些奉献者是喜欢做这个调解人的哈，和平使者。
So he appealed to the king.
所以呢，他就请求国王。
let me see if I can make peace before you send the whole army.
Balarama 对国王说道，在你派出整个军队出发之前，让我去做调解人，做和平使者，看一看。
The king was very pleased and he consented to Balaram's request.
国王听了以后呢，非常的高兴，他满足了 Balarama 的请求。
So Balaram went with just a handful of ministers and made a camp just outside of Hastinapur and sent a messenger to let Duryodhana know he had arrived.
Balarama 就带了几位大臣跟他一起去到了 Hastinapur 的郊外，在那里搭上了帐营，然后派人去告诉 Duryodhana， 我已经来到了郊外。
Then some messengers from Duryodhana's side were sent to receive Balaram.
然后 Duryodhana 又派出使者去迎接 Balarama。
And they offered all respects to Balaram and asked what was the purpose of his visit.
这些使者向 Balarama 致以敬意，并且询问 Balarama 前来的目的。
Balaram was really direct.
Balarama 是直言不讳，很直截了当地说出了前来的目的。
I've come to make arrangements for Samba's marriage to Duryodhana's wife and then their passage back to Dwarka.
巴拉拉玛说，我前来是为了能够让桑巴娶到杜尤丹娜的女儿为妻，然后把他们带回去。
And when that message was delivered to Duryodhana,
当信使们把这个消息去传达给杜尤丹娜的时候，
All the gates closed and they prepared for battle.
那么所有的城堡的大门全都关上了，他们准备作战。
Balaram became angry. Watch out when Balaram gets angry.
我们可以看看图片上的 Balarama 没停震怒。
Rather than fight, he just with his plow, he began dragging the whole city of Hastinapur into the vast river waters.And the residents of Hastinapur realized they made a mistake.
Balarama 并没有跟他们去对战。Balarama 是拿出了他的犁，然后一掘把这个土地掘了起来，然后将整个 Hastinapur 城堡拖向巨大的河水。这个时候 Hastinapur 的城堡的居民全都惊慌失措，意识到了自己犯下了大错。
They immediately sent cartloads of jewels and gold and valuables and many, many apologies for Balaram for making the mistake and Balaram became peaceful.
然后他们立刻呢派人送去了金银首饰珍贵的珠宝等等，去来平息 Balarama 的怒火。
Samba was married, and Samba returned back to Dwarka along with Balaram.
就这样 ，Samba 娶到了Duryodhana 的女儿为妻，然后 Balarama 带着他们返回到了 Dwarka 城堡。
Now I'm looking at the clock.And I'll try to finish up, although there's so many nice things to say about Balaram.
我现在看了看钟，然后我就想了想，还有很多关于 Balarama 精彩的逍遥时光，要说呢。
As you see, these are the deities of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan.
图片上的这张图片是 Vrindavan Krishna Balarama 的神像的图片。
There's a very famous story where Srila Prabhupada once asked, Who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram?
有一个非常著名的一段对话，有人问 Srila Prabhupada, 到底谁更有力量，是 Krishna 还是 Balarama 呢？
And the devotee immediately replied, Krishna is stronger.
Srila Prabhupada 问奉献者， Krishna 和 Balarama 到底谁更有力量？然后奉献者立刻回答说
Although his name keep going.
The devotee, the devotee answered immediately,
Krishna is stronger. Krishna is stronger.
然后奉献者立刻回答说 Krishna 更有力量。
Although his name is Balaram,
尽管他的名字是 Balarama,
Balarama is leaning on the shoulder of Krishna.
但是 Balarama 是倚靠在 Krishna 的肩膀上。
And this tells us that Krishna is stronger.
所以呢，这个姿势就告诉了我们 Krishna 比 Balarama 更有力量。
And celebrated, of course, is the childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram.
这个图片呢，这里是庆祝 Krishna Balarama 孩童消时光的一个图片。
Very celebrated is one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam where it speaks of the very special position of the cowherd boys.
在圣典博迦瓦坛有一个非常著名的诗节讲述了 Vrindavan 的这些牧牛童他们的特殊的地位。
The phrase in that verse is Krita Punya Punja, which Prabhupada repeated so many times in lectures.
Srila Prabhupada 在他的讲课当中多次的 引用了 这句话。Krita Punya Punja.
The verse has four parts.
这个诗节呢，有四个部分。
The great sages, they appreciate the impersonal Brahman feature.
伟大的圣人们，他们非常的欣赏，至尊者的非人格 Brahman 特征。
The devotees absorbed in Dasya Bhav, they particularly appreciate the feature of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那些专注于与 Krishna 的 Dasya, 与跟 Krishna 是仆人关系的这些奉献者们，他们把 Krishna 视为至尊人格首神。
Those who are covered by Maya consider that he is just an ordinary person.
那些被 Maya 覆盖的人，他们把 Krishna 当作是一个普通人。
But these cowherd boys, they're playing with that person who's the object of realization of others.
但是呢，这些牧牛童们，他们是和 Krishna 在一起玩耍。虽然那些觉悟的灵魂把 Krishna 视为至尊。
So Sukadeva Goswami says, who can understand how many pious activities these boys have performed?
所以 Sukadeva Goswami 这样说到了，谁知道这些牧牛童们曾经做过多少的虔诚活动呢？在过往的生世当中做过多少虔诚活动呢？
One of the names of Krishna is Rohini Nandana.
Balarama. Balarama 的一个名。
Go ahead.
Balarama, Balarama 的一个名字就是 Rohini Nandana, 就是 Balarama 的一个名字。
And that means he was the son of Rohini.
这个名字的意思是他是 Rohini 的儿子。
Two days ago, one devotee from China asked me the following question.
就在两天前，有一位中国奉献者问了我下面这个问题。
How do we understand that Balaram was 1 year older than Krishna, or Balaram was the same age as Krishna? And if he was 1 year older, how does that work? If he was the same age, how did it work?
那这个 Balarama 和 Krishna 是同样大，那怎么又能够去明白 Balarama 比 Krishna 大一岁呢？ 这两件事怎么放在一块呢？怎么理解呢？
And if Rajendra is attending this class, he should listen very carefully because he likes details.
如果 Rajendra 在线上听课的话，那他就得好好的聆听这一部分，因为 Rajendra 喜欢寻根问底，问得非常的细。
During the time of Jiva Goswami,
在 Jiva Goswami 的年代，
the residents of Vrindavan had the following idea.
Vrindavan 的居民有这样的一个概念。
Based upon a text written by Garga Muni, he says the birth date of Balaram was 2 days before Radharani's birthday in the month of Bhadra.
根据 Garga Muni 所撰著的文献， Garga Muni 在书中说到了 Balarama 的显 Balarama 是在 Bhadra 月的Radharani 显现的头两天显现的。
Based upon that scriptural authority, the residents of Vrindavan during the time of Jiva Goswami worshipped Balaram's appearance day in that way.
所以在 Jiva Goswami 那个年代的 Vrindavan 居民根据 Garga Muni 所撰著的文献这一权威，他们就是在那一天来庆祝 Balarama 的显现日，在八爪月的那一天庆祝 Balarama 的显现日。
Then Jiva Goswami writes in another book called Gopal Champu that cannot be true.
Jiva Goswami 在他的著作 Gopal Champu 这本文献当中说到了这真相并非这样。
Because what Garga Samhita says makes Balaram 1 year older.
Could you repeat?
Yes.
Garga, yeah.
What Garga Samhita says,
yes,
results in Balaram being 1 year older than Krishna.
但是 Garga Samhita 里面说到了，结果是Balarama 比 Krishna 大一岁。
But that's not possible.
但是呢，这是不可能的。
Because the name giving ceremony of the two children was done simultaneously.
因为 Krishna Balarama 他们的起名仪式是在同一天举行的。
And by Vedic culture, the name giving of a child must be done within 40 days after the child is born.
根据这个韦达传统，当孩子出生之后40天以内必须要给婴儿举行起名仪式。
And the name giving happened at the same time.
他们两个人的起名仪式是同时发生的。
Jiva Goswami reasons further. They developed as children at the same time. They're...Crawling came at the same time, their toddling came at the same time, their walking came at the same time. So they were the same age.
所以 Jiva Goswami 他做了进一步的研究，在他的著作当中说到了，他们两个人是同时在地上爬的，他们两个人同时起来，就是开始走路的，他们两个人是同时等等。他们是同时长大的，他们的年龄是相仿的。
Then Jiva Goswami gives the following clarification of what really happened.
然后 Jiva Goswami 就澄清了这一事实的真相。
We know that Vasudev married Devaki.
我们大家都知道 Vasudeva 娶了 Devaki 为妻。
What's not spoken so much is when he married Devaki, there were 12 additional sisters that he married at the same time.
那么在经典当中并没有很多的描述 Vasudeva 娶了 Devaki 这位妻子， 他还娶了另外十二个姐妹，他的姐妹为妻子。
And one of those wives of Vasudeva was Rohini.
那其中的一位呢？一位妻子就是 Rohini。
Rohini, when she was pregnant, she was sent after the third month of her pregnancy, or during the third month of her pregnancy, she was sent from Mathura to go stay with Nanda Maharaj for protection in Gokulam.
那么在 Rohini 怀孕三个月的时候，她被她就是被人从 Mathura 送到了 Nanda Maharaj 那里给予保护。
Some time passed.
一段时间过了之后，
and Devaki's seventh child was within her womb.
然后 Devaki 的第七个孩子在她的降临到她的腹中。
And Krishna arranged for Yogamaya to transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini.
然后 Krishna 他命令 Yogamaya将 Balarama 从 Devaki 的腹中转移到 Rohini 的腹中。
And that occurred during the seventh month of the pregnancy of Rohini.
而这件事情呢，正好发生在 Rohini 怀孕七个月的时候。
The child that was within the womb of Rohini was Balaram.And the expansion of Balaram that appeared as the seventh child of Devaki merged into the body of Balaram within the womb of Rohini.
Rohini 腹中的孩子就是 Balarama, 而显现在 Devaki 腹中的孩子是 Balarama 的扩展。当 Devaki 腹中的孩子被转移到 Rohini 的子宫当中的时候，那么这个 Balarama 的扩展和 Balarama 就合二为一了。
How much is 7 plus 9?
那么7+9等于几呀？
16, right?
等于16是吧？
So Balaram was born 16 months after he was conceived while still in Mathura in the womb of Rohini.
那么当这个Rohini 被送从这个 Mathura 去到了 Mathura, 然后 Balarama 在腹中他是待了16个月然后诞生的。
He was born on the Purnima day of this month, the month of Shravan.
他正是我们正是这个月 Shravan 的 Purnima 这一天降临于世的。
And Krishna was born in the eighth day of the next month, the month of Bhadra.
而 Krishna 呢是在下一个月 Bhadra 的第八爪月的第八天降临的。
So they were the same age as you see in the picture.
所以呢，就像你们在图片上看到的，他们俩年龄相仿，是一样的。
They were separated by 8 days.
他们呢，就是他们两个人之间相差八天。
Still, Balarama is the older brother.
但仍然 Balarama 还是哥哥。
Because he was 16 months older.
因为他比 Krishna 大16个月呢。
Then just one last thing, looking at the clock, I think I'll just say one more thing.
我想我现在看了看表，也许我再讲一点。
During this name-giving ceremony, which is pictured in the painting here,
就像图片上看到的，在给 Krishna Balarama 的起名仪式上，
Balarama was given 3 names by Gargamuni.
Gargamuni 给 Balarama 起了三个名字。
The first of those names was Rama.
第一个名字是Rama.
He was called Rama because he would give pleasure to all of his family members and relatives by his very attractive qualities.
为什么称他为Rama呢? 是因为他以他非常迷人的品质 使得给予了他的家人、亲戚、好友、家人所有的快乐。
And the second name that he gave was Bala.
他的第二个名字是Bala.
He said that this child will have incredible, special strength, and therefore he'll be known as Bala.
嘎嘎摩尼说，这个孩子拥有不可思议的特别的力量，所以呢，给他起名巴拉。
And then the third name was Sankarshan.
给他起的第三个名字是Sankarshan.
He said, this child, who is the son of Rohini, will bring together two royal families, the families of Shurasena and the family of Parjanya.
刚刚穆尼说到了，这个之所以这样给他起名呢，是因为这个孩子将两个皇室家族连接在一起。这两个皇室家族，一个是Surasena的皇室家族，还有一个是Parjanya皇室家族。
Parjanya was the name of Vasudev's father.
Parjanya
was the name of Nanda Maharaj's father.
Parjanya, 他是 Nanda Maharaj的父亲的名字.
And Shurasena was the name of Vasudev's father.
Shurasena 是 Vasudeva的父亲的名字.
So Balaram will bring together these two family lines.
所以呢, Balarama 将这两个家族连接在一起。
And then the beginning of the childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram begin in Vrindavan.
然后接下来, Krishna 和 Balarama 在 Vrindavan 的孩童逍遥时光便开始了。The
two children had natural transcendental affection for one another.
这两个孩子, 他们之间有着超然的, 深厚的情感。
They were practically inseparable.
他们两个人真的是形影不离, 难以割舍。
And they enjoyed many, many pastimes in their association.
他们彼此, 如影相随上演了很多的逍遥时光
And there's much more to say but I'm going to leave a little bit of time for some questions
要说的很多 我现在留一点时间给大家提问 Yes, Maharaj, there are questions
Okay, so you read the questions and then I'll respond
Yes, 感谢 Maharaj 感谢翻译和主持 主巴拉拉玛的逍遥时光令人赏心悦目，其中有些令人感到奥妙无穷，比如他特别宠爱杜尤旦，而杜尤旦陷害Krishna的伟大奉献者潘德瓦五兄弟，甚至主巴拉拉玛希望自己的妹妹苏巴扎嫁给杜尤旦，而Krishna鼓励阿朱娜强娶苏巴扎。问题是巴拉拉玛和 巴拉拉玛的这些特殊逍遥时光给我们什么启发和教导呢？谢谢您。 Thank you very much. So my question that Lord Balarama, the pastimes of Lord Balarama is very pleasant. And some of them are very mysterious. And for example, he loves or likes And Duryodhana, but Duryodhana always put Krishna's great great devotees, Pandavas, in a great difficulty. And even Balarama hoped that his sister Subhadra married with Duryodhana. But Krishna encouraged Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra. So my question is that Balaram, those special pastimes of Lord Balaram give us what kind of enlightenment or teachings? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
What kind of, what's the question specifically?
The question that those special pastimes of Lord Balarama give us what kind of enlightenment or, yeah, or it.
Do you understand the question? I'm not sure what the question is. Say it in some different words. Say it in your words. What's the question?
So Lord Balarama's pastimes give us what kind of...
No, don't say the whole thing. What's just the question? Why did Balaram do these strange things? That's the question.
Yeah, and what kind of instructions or teachings we can learn from his pastimes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's
or inspiration. Yeah.
Okay. Look at this photograph, look at this painting, and what do you see?
你们看这个图片, 你们能看到什么呀?
There's nothing but love between Krishna and Balaram.
在Balarama和Krishna之间, 你们看到的只是爱, 没有别的。
So, Krishna's pleasure is full of variety.
Krishna的快乐是充满了多样性的。Sometimes
Krishna likes submission, and sometimes Krishna likes the opposite from his devotee.
有的时候 Krishna他喜欢他的奉献者非常的顺服，但有的时候呢，他喜欢他的奉献者刚好跟这个顺服的品质相反，就是。 有一点叛逆,
for example, sometimes Radharani and her gopi friends, they would speak harsh things to Krishna.
例如, Radharani和他的这些牧牛姑娘朋友们, 说一些对, 说一些就是不好听的话给 Krishna.
And Krishna liked that even more than Chandravali and her group that were always submissive. He likes this kind of exchange with Radha and her friends.
但是 Krishna呢, 就是特别喜欢 Radharani和他的牧牛姑娘们, 牧牛姑娘朋友们, 这样去,跟 Krishna说话。 他们, Krishna对他们, 对他们的这种喜欢, 超出了 Chandravali和他的那些牧牛姑娘朋友们, 对他的顺服。
And Krishna liked very much when Grandfather Bhishma had taken a vow that he would kill Arjuna, and there was a big fight to kill Arjuna, and Krishna liked it.
而且Krishna呢，也特别喜欢看到Bhishma在战争前发下誓言，一定要杀死Pandava五兄弟，并且他们之间发生了一场死。 激烈的私战.
For very intimate devotees, not us, very intimate devotees may do something that looks like it's in opposition to what Krishna wants because Krishna likes.
那么对于那些跟Krishna有着非常亲密的关系的，当然不是我们这样的奉献者，是跟Krishna有着非常亲密的关系的奉献者， Krishna他 喜欢他的这些奉献者做出来的行为似乎跟 Krishna 的意愿相违背的事情，但是 Krishna 就是喜欢他们这么做。So
if the question is, what kind of inspiration or lesson can we learn from Duryodhana's apparently contradictory behavior in some cases.
嗯，那么呢，我们从这个 Balarama 对 Duryodhana 的这种喜爱当中，看上去似乎有一点矛盾。从这样的逍遥时光当中，我们能够学习到什么样的？我们能够得到什么样的启发，或者是学到什么样的教导呢？
The lesson is this.
这个教导，从中吸取的教导是这样子的。
Very intimate, loving associates of Krishna please Krishna in some amazing ways, and sometimes it's something that looks to us like contradictory to Krishna, what Krishna wants.
和 Krishna 有着非常亲密无间的关系的奉献者，有的时候做出来的事情在我们看来似乎跟 Krishna 的意愿完全相矛盾的事情，但是呢 Krishna 喜欢他的，跟他喜欢跟他有着亲密的情感的奉献者这样去做。
So the lesson, fix your heart to want to please Krishna and be ready to do whatever Krishna wants.
那么我们从中了解到，就是这样的奉献者，他的内心始终专注于想着如何去取悦 Krishna， 去想着去做 Krishna 让他做的任何事情。
Next.
Yeah, next.
Saravi?
Yes, next. 关于 Balarama 成 Balarama 连长 Krishna 的问题，感谢您甜美的研究。据说 Balarama 为了等 Krishna， 在子宫里待了16个月，辛苦了。听说 Krishna 也早出生几个月，是吗？So the question is that this question relates to Balarama is elder than Lord Krishna. Thank you for your very, very sweet search. So it said that Balarama, in order to wait Krishna's coming, Balarama stay in the womb for 16 months.It's hard work. So I also heard that Lord Krishna descend from the womb several months in advance. So is it true or not?
I've never heard that one.
没听说过说 Krishna 也早出生几个月，没听说这一点。Okay, the second. Ah. Lord Balarama 手培育我们一个东西是神杵，用来做什么的呢？So Balarama has a plague in his hands, and the purpose of the plow is to cultivate the field of a devotional service in our heart. And also Balarama have another weapon, it's club. So what's the purpose of the club? Is it for punishing us? For punishment?
Well, the club is not used for punishing devotees.
这个神杵 Balarama 手中的神杵不是用来惩罚奉献者的。
It's for the other group of people.
Balarama 手中的神杵是用来惩罚另一类人的。
Next.
So, Sati Mataji, 还有问题吗？So far, yeah, three questions.
That's it?
It seems like that. Please wait a moment. I just ask Sati if there are more questions or not.
Okay.
Sati, 还有问题吗? Yeah. Gumhaj, I found another question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 问题是顶拜咕噜。 您讲述的逍遥时光太甜美了。我们知道曼陀罗中的Rama也是主 Rama, Balarama, 而Balarama有一次又显现为Lakshman, 那么主 Rama 也是Balarama, Lakshman 也是Balarama, Krishna 在哪里? Shita 母亲是 Krishna 永恒的伴侣还是 Balarama 的永恒? Balarama 的永恒伴侣。Please accept my humble obeisances. You mentioned that the past time you narrated is very sweet. So we know Mahamantra, there is a name Rama. And this name also refers to Lord Rama, Balarama. And Balarama also appeared as Lakshman, so that Lord Rama is also Balarama, Lakshman is also Balarama. So where is Krishna? Mother Sita is Krishna's eternal consort or Balarama's consort? Yeah, Guru Maharaj?
Yes, go ahead, say.
Yeah, this is a question.
Okay, for clarification's sake, the consort of the Supreme Lord is not interchangeable. Sita is the consort of Ram, and Revati is the consort of Balaram, and Radha is the consort of Krishna, and we don't mix them up.
那么在这里要澄清一点的是，至尊人歌手神的永恒的伴侣是不能够相互换来换去的，替换的。那么Revati是主Balarama的永恒的伴侣， Radharani 是Krishna的永恒的伴侣， Sita 是主Ramachandra的永恒的伴侣。The
consort of Lakshman was Urmila, right? The Lakshman's consort, her name was Urmila. That's Radharani's, Sita's sister.
那么 Lakshman的伴侣是 Urmila, 她 Urmila 是 Sita的妹妹.
But we don't mix them up.
但是呢，不会把这些伴侣都互相的混合在一起。
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You finish answering the question?
Did I misunderstand the question? Consort of Lakshman is Urmila. It's not Sita or Radha or something else.
Yeah, you already clarified
the consort.
Yeah. So, but the first part of the question is that we know in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is Rama, is also Lord Rama, Balarama.
Balaram, Lakshman, Ramachandra, Nityananda Ram. It's one entity variously manifest. Primarily, because we're Krishna Bhaktas, we think of Balarama. However, if someone is a Ram Bhakta, they can also think of Ramachandra, and it's just fine. But it's Ramachandra, not Lakshman, please.
Yes. 那么在 我们的 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 当中的这个 Rama， 因为如果是 Krishna 的奉献者的话，我们会把这个 Rama 把它视为是 Bala Rama， 如果是主 Rama Chandra 的奉献者，那么这个圣名当中 Maha Mantra 当中的 Rama 指的是 Bala Rama， 但是这个 Rama 指的不是 Lakshmana， 是也可以是 Nityananda Rama。
When we hear Ramayana and hear the word Rama, does it refer to Lakshmana? No, it's Ramchandra. That's what it refers to.
当我们去聆听 Ramayana 的消时光主 Ramachandra 的漫游的时候，当一提到 Rama 的名字的时候，难道就是指的 Lakshman 吗？绝对不是，指的是主 Ramachandra。
Okay, I think we're going to end because it's 9 o'clock. Time to end. Okay.
Last question is okay.
Last question, yes.
您讲到，如果一个人没有得到 Balarama 的人。Yes, last question. 您讲到，如果一个人没有得到 Balarama 的人，此是无法达到灵性的最高阶段。我的问题是，要获得 Balarama 的人词，是通过祈祷，还是通过灵性导师的人词们的显现？重要的是给予众生仁慈吗？ So thank my obeisances to Gurudev. My question is that when you mentioned that if one doesn't obtain the mercy of Lord Balarama, then he cannot attain the supreme platform of the spiritual practice.
Yes.
So my question is that if one wants to get the mercy of Lord Balarama, and we get this mercy through praying or through the mercy of the spiritual master. And the second question is that, the importance of Balarama's appearance is to give mercy to all the living entities?
The answer to the first question is they're not separate. We don't pray minus Guru, and we don't approach Guru minus Krishna. They're together. So the question itself is a little misleading. It's not one or the other, it's together. And this, are you going to translate that? Go ahead.
Yeah. 那么这个问，关于这个第一个问题的回答是，灵性 Balarama， 灵性导师和 Balarama 他们是紧密相连的啊。那么我们祈祷的时候，并不是说是向灵性导师祈祷，然后或者是向 Balarama 祈祷，而减少了另一方的祈祷。祈祷的时候，这个是同时进行的，像灵性导师和 Balarama 他们两个人是密不可分的。
And now I forgot the second question.
So Guruji, you mean that when we pray for Lord Balarama's mercy, that means we also, at the same time, we also pray for the spiritual master's mercy?
No, that's not what I meant. When we pray to Krishna or Balaram, we're doing so through the agency of our spiritual master. And when we approach the spiritual master, it's to connect with the personality of Godhead. We don't separate the two functions. The question is misleading. is an either or question, and the question is misleading.
Oh, the question, may I repeat the question? So the question is like that. To obtain the mercy of Lord Balarama, we get that mercy through the spiritual master's mercy. The question is like that.
Okay, that's not exactly what you said. You gave an either or. So yes, they're not separate. Yes. The instrument or the representative of the personality of Godhead is how we approach the personality of Godhead. But through the spiritual master, he may say, pray to Krishna. So we pray to Krishna. We're not bypassing the spiritual master because it's an instruction to do something.
Mm.
Don't separate the two, is my point.
Yeah. 我们像这个灵性导师和至尊人格守神是密不可分的。 那么当我们去向灵性导师祈求这种仁慈的时候，灵性导师告诉我们去向至尊人格守神取得祈祷仁慈。那么这是灵性导师给我们的训示。所以呢，灵性导师的仁慈和至尊人格守神的仁慈是密不可分的啊，这样子的。So the second question is that the importance of Lord Balaram's appearance is to give a mercy to the all the living entities?
Yes.
是的。 主 Balarama 的显现重要的是给予众生仁慈。 是的。
Balarama Mahamahotsav ki
jai. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 非常感谢 Guru Padaswam Maharaj 给我们 精彩的这个 Balarama 的逍遥时光的分享，也非常感谢大家提出的问题。那么这里还有一个问题，因为时间的原因没来不及再请 Maharaj 来回答了，但是我会把这个问题记录下来，然后通过信件的形式去询问 Maharaj。非常感谢大家耐心的聆听，也非常感谢 Sati Mataji 的。 服务转播，那我们今天就聆听到这里，谢谢大家，祝大家晚安，Hare Krishna，谢谢Sati。